know Joliet. We know Will County. We are 1340 WJOL.
It's 8:15. This is Will County's News Talk Sports, 1340 WJOL. Well, yesterday at around 11 o'clock, I'm sitting in my office and the phone rings. And it's AJ from up front. He's the guy that takes care of our phones during the morning. And he goes, "Hey, Scott, you're not going to believe this. I have two huge trays of food up here and they're for you." And anytime you bring food into a radio station, it's just like you leave skid marks. So I got them out of my, went running down and I had two incredible trays of Mediterranean-style food from a brand-new restaurant, which is located at 2228 Plainfield Road, right here in Crest Hill. And we have in our WJOL studios, Zaid, who's here with us, and Paige is here with us as well. Guys, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good. How are you?
Good. All right. Well, what is the name of this restaurant that I enjoyed its food from thoroughly yesterday, Paige?
It's Cindy Bad Grill.
It's Cindy Bad Grill. And it's a restaurant that I think people are going to remember because it used to be like a hot dog place, right?
Yeah, it's been a hot dog place for since it opened, I think. And we saw it. We were like, we got to take this opportunity to run with it because there isn't any Mediterranean food in this area.
No.
You can't really find anything. You have to go to Bolingbrook or Weber Road. So we wanted something here where you can find it and bring something new to the area.
All right. Now, Zaid, when you're talking about Mediterranean-style food, what kind of food are we talking about?
Everything, it's handmade and the fresh, it's a halal cut and just like freshly. So that's all I can tell
okay,
you
about. Okay, so you have plenty of American food as well, but I want to talk about your authentic, because I had a falafel sandwich yesterday, and Paige, I got to tell you, I'd never even heard of a falafel sandwich before, but now I am a huge fan. What is a falafel sandwich?
It's a chickpea grounded really finely with flour, like cornstarch, and like just the, like a dough. It's a dough, basically, and they fry it like a French fry.
Okay.
And so it's vegetarian. It's full of vegetables. Mm-hmm. It's full of like protein still. It's so good for you. Our daughter loves them. And yeah. She's only a year old.
It's got some hummus sauce, tomato, yeah. Lettuce, stuffed in a little pita bread.
Yep. Yeah.
I never thought, because you brought in steak, shawarmas, I'm sorry, yeah, right?
Yeah,
shawarmas. You brought in steak, shawarmas, chicken, and then you brought in kebabs, and they're incredible, but that falafel was something like I'd never had before, and it was really, really good. Tell us a little bit about your shawarma sandwiches as well, because these are all served like in a wrap form, but the meat was so tender, and it was seasoned with seasoning I've never had before.
It's basically a ribeye that we cut it freshly, and we built it as a gyro corns, and It's they taste amazing, man.
Yeah, they really do.
Really good.
Now, what country, the origin of falafels and shawarmas, what countries are we talking about that serve this?
It's all in the Middle East, all the countries, Middle East, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, Emirates, everywhere.
Yeah, Paige, you're right. We don't have anything like that around here, do we?
No, I'm full-blooded American, and I can say that once I married into his family, I really learned what it meant to eat good.
And a lot of this as well, Zaid, is healthy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's really healthy.
That's a huge deal.
That was the challenge. It's a fast food place, but everything, it's homemade, so it was a big challenge.
Yeah.
To serve that.
All right, so you guys are open for business. When did you officially open, Paige? How long have you guys been in business now?
We've been open about 2 months. We opened at the end of December, right around Christmas time. We kind of just wanted to open quietly to test the waters and see how we were going to do. And we did great. We were doing fantastic. So it was like a soft opening, I want to say.
Okay. Well, now you're here. You've been on the morning show now, so it's both guns are blazing. Tell us a little bit about your kofta kebabs and your shish tawouk as well. These are chunks of meat, correct, Zaid?
The kofta kebab, it's grounded beef and lamb.
Okay.
Yeah. Mixed together. And the shish tawouk, it's a chicken breast cut as a chunks, and everything is grilled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you do like American, you have house fried chicken or tenders, you have grilled chicken, you have burgers, you even have a veggie burger, you even have a zinger chicken sandwich, which I'm guessing is a little bit like buffalo chicken?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, kind of. All right, now I got to ask you as well, Pace. They brought in some soup yesterday. What kind of soup? I mean, if there's multiple kinds, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
But it was fantastic. What did I eat?
So it's called Addis, and it's a lentil soup. It's a, was it red Addis? Or?
Yeah, lentil.
It was, red, yeah.
Red so lentil. There's red lentils, or there's
yellow.
There's a whole bunch of different kinds of lentils. So it really doesn't matter the color. It kind of all tastes the same. But it's a lentil soup that's grounded down. So it's like just completely like... so smooth and silky and not like chunky.
No, never had lentil soup before. Now I have. Big fan already. So it was great. And we had so much food yesterday that all the staff came and a couple of the other hosts came as well. And everybody was just going absolutely crazy. So this is now open for business. You have specials as well where you can get a dinner for like 2 to 3 people or even up 5 to 8 people as well, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
And you guys do a cater? Well, that would be part of your catering menu.
Yes.
But you can do more than that if you need to, right?
Correct, yeah.
All right, cool. So, well, guys, I'm excited for you. I know, Paige, you're from Shanahan originally.
Yes.
Zaid, how long have you been around the area?
About 5 years.
About 5 years. Okay, and you came from?
Dubai.
From Dubai. All right. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
It's still only been 5 years. Why not? And what brought you here to the United States?
Get a better life.
Opportunity. I love hearing those stories, man. That's what this country is all about. And a better life. And now we have the Cindabah Grill, and they're sharing their recipes with us here in Joliet, Crest Hill, and Will County. Guys, thank you for coming in. And you are literally about 2 or 3 tenths of a mile away from the radio station, so you're going to get used to seeing us, okay?
Oh, it's great.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Zaid and Paige from the Cindabah Mediterranean Restaurant located on Plainfield Road. You recognize it as the red and yellow building that used to be the hot dog joint, right?
Yep.
Are you guys going to keep it red and yellow?
No, we painted it.
Oh, you already painted it?
Yeah, it's blue and black.
Oh, it's blue? Well, there you go. A little bit better color. So the paint job is done, but it's that old red and yellow building. It's now blue and black. You can stop by at the Cindabah Grill, Mediterranean-style food. If you want to call ahead, 815-582-4311. You can find them on Uber Eats, on Yelp, and on Facebook as well, or CindabahCrestHill.com. Guys, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Take 22.